trade mission to Indonesia. That was approved by council last night.
And who will be going on that trip?
Who would be going is approximately 10 to 12 regional companies. And these regional companies, a greater percentage of their travel accommodations and overall costs are going to be picked up by this program that's administered by the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. We also reached last night, we approved the agreement with the World Trade Center that's based out of Chicago, Illinois. What they do is they do the matchmaking, if you will. They match companies here stateside with potential customers, you know, throughout the world. Where this trade mission is going specifically is to the province of Jakarta, Indonesia. And then there's also going to be some additional trips during that same Illinois delegation trade mission trip. There's going to be a side trip to East Kalimantra, I should say. And so the hope is there is that we're going to be able to meet with, you know, companies that have requested to meet with our state side companies. And so the hope is that when we come back, we could have hopefully signed purchase orders in place, which translates over to increased business development activity, additional investment, jobs, the retention, and actually the expansion. So we're really trying to open up these markets for our regional employers. With that, we have, from the city, we have our global strategist director, Gary Camerano, and also I will be going on that trade mission representing the community and also leading up the Illinois delegation.
Will Gary be on that trip too?
Yes, he will. And he just got back here several weeks ago from Indonesia. He was there to lay out a lot of the legwork, if you will, you know, the advance party. And so it was contingent based on the possibilities whether we would go or not at this time. And so it came back, you know, highly favorable. And so we're going. And we're going to be leaving. The trade delegation actually leaves on Monday, December the 3rd. I'll join them a day later because that is the evening that we're approving the 2013 budget. And so I can't be missing in action for that important meeting.
Okay. Will the city be paying anything for this trip?
The city, actually, where the funding is coming from is through the federal EDA grant that the city had received, and that's where we've been able to work and participate with the Sustainable Business Center. That's where we were able to do a nationwide search and hired, you know, the three additional economic developers that the city has.
You said EDA grant. What's a EDA?
That's the Economic Development Administration there on the federal level. They extended a grant, $1.2 million to the city of Galesburg approximately about a year and a half to 2 years ago. And that and one component of it was to support these kind of activities where we're growing the international markets or we're tapping into the international markets for our regional businesses.
How will you, at the end of this 10 days, how will you gauge whether this was a success? Is there one or two things you can point to?
I think the main outcome is to monitor the activity for the individual participating companies. What, if any, additional activity in way of new orders, additional opportunities, and the second point of this is there's also companies there that are wanting to set up presence here in our region in Illinois. And so really the two main, after you peel everything else away, the two main things, increased activity in way of new contracts for product or services for each one of our regional businesses. And then secondly, if we're successful in receiving proposals to have companies locate here in West Central Illinois, that those would be the two main criterion points that we would hope to accomplish.
Do you have any Indonesian companies in Galesburg or the immediate area right now?
We don't. What we do have, though, is we through the Sustainable Business Center, we have the principals of Pennycress, as well as the principals of Intellihot. They're from India, but what that has done for us is it has encouraged us to continue to expand our outreach much further than the boundaries of the regional outreach that we've done in the past. And we also understand, as you know, the federal government and state government, that one of our greatest opportunities is to increase trade and export. And that's actually a mandate that's been set down by, you know, President Obama's administration, as well as Governor Quinn's administration, is that that is one of our goals, is to double within a five-year time frame. And that's been in place, I want to say, for at least 2 years, going on 3 years. And we're actually very close to achieving that goal. So we've actually exceeded the initial milestones, and we look like we're going to accomplish, you know, the doubling of our exports.
Are you also thinking that the tankless water heaters from Intellihot and the Pennycress might be of interest to some companies in Indonesia?
Well, yes, and that goes to one of our main goals, and that is attracting businesses here. We also have the supply chain. In a supply chain where, let's say, if there's components that are being used in the Intellihot product, and there's a possibility for them to also gain additional customers, that would be very attractive to an Indonesian company to come up and set up shop in a vicinity of a viable customer base.
The companies that will be taking part, are those listed in the backup materials? I couldn't get that to open yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to look at that ahead of time. Are they listed in that?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
There's companies that are there. One that I would mention, because it was mentioned last night, is Cress. Cress Manufacturing, which is based out of Brinfield. Their main product that they produce there is this just mammoth coal excavator. And this is something that the Indonesian government is interested in because they're developing their coal and rail industry. And this is something, quite frankly, they don't have access to even in Asia. And so they're looking at connecting with the opportunity here. And there will Cress Company was one company that was requested, you know, to participate in this trade mission. So for us, we're holding a very aggressive schedule, and part of the reason why, you know, a mayor would go on these kind of trade delegations is there are cultural protocol requirements. In order to meet with the higher level officials, You have to have a ranking chief elected official to be able to, you know, secure those meetings. So this is per their request you know, I'm going. This is what I live and breathe every day anyway when it comes to economic development. But in general, it's always important because these are the cultural considerations that we want to make sure that we comply with, and that we also increase, you know, the potential for a greater level of success by being able to get that access, you know, to the top ranking, not only governmental officials, but also the business leaders, your CEOs, and your leaders of a lot of these different trade organizations and associations.